Kof Ches Tishrei, Wednesday, 26th of October, Rabbi Matthias Yahu Lawrence, some halachas of the Tanis Godel.
Towards the end of Parshas Noach, this week's Parsha, so there is an incident with Noach, where the Torah says, after Noach planted the vine and he drank from the vine, Vayikach Shem Vayofes Es Hasimlo. The Shem and Yefes took the Simlo, a beged, and they covered Noach over. Simlo Ashchem Shneiem, they put it on their shoulders, Vayechul Achironis, and they went backwards. Vayechasu Es Erva Savihem, they covered the Erva of their father. Phnehem Achironis, Erva Savihem Oiro. The faces were turned backwards, and they did not see the Erva of their father. Rashi brings over there that the Pasuk is written seemingly inaccurately, because it says Vayikach Shem Vayofes. Vayikach is singular, and Shem and Yefes are two people, so it should say Vayikchu, says Rashi. Ein k'siv kan Vayikchu, it doesn't say Vayikchu, ela Vayikach, in the singular. Why does it say it in the singular? It says Rashi, Limeid o Shem, shenis amitz b'mitzvah yoseh miyefes. To teach us that Shem was misamitz in the mitzvah, put more effort into the mitzvah of covering their father than Yefes did. And for that reason, his children were zoicha to the mitzvah of talis, the talis shel mitzvah. So we see a remez in this week's parsha to the mitzvah of talis, because Shem did this, and he did this more. And what does it mean? He was put more effort into it. So the Medrash Tanchuma, which is the Makoyer of Rashi, actually says slightly different words and says Mischazik Techila the mitzvah. He was the one who did it first. He got involved in this mitzvah first. Because of that, he was zoicha, and his children were zoicha to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Now, agav, there is a slight kasha on this, because there is a pasuk in the next week's parsha, Perek Yudalet Pasuk Chof Gimel, which says that Avraham Avinu said to the Melech Tzadoim, "Im michut va'ad tzroich nal, ve'im ekach michola ashel loch, v'leithoima ani heshati es Avraham." The Melech Tzadoim wanted to give some rechush, some possessions to Avraham. Avraham Avinu said that, "I don't want anybody to say that they made me rich." And the lashon that Avraham said was, "Im michut va'ad tzroich nal, from the chut, even the thread to the shoe, nelis of a shoe." And the Gemara in Sota says, Daf Yud Zayin, that because of this, Avraham Avinu's descendants were zeicher to the mitzvah of tzitzis. So there seems to be a stira between the Tanchuma, which is in Parshas Noach, and the Gemara in Sota, who was the one who caused Klal Yisrael to be zeicher in the mitzvah of tzitzis? Was it Shem, or was it Avraham Avinu? Yeah. So I saw two different terutzim on this. One of them is from the Sefer Paneach Rozo, quoted in the Sefer Shari Aaron. And he says that really Shem was the one who was Mazaka Klal Yisrael with the mitzvah of tzitzis. But Shem had many children. There are many descendants of Shem. How was it Nisbare that it was the descendants of Avraham, that line from Shem? That was through what Avraham Avinu said to the Melech Tzadoim. So in other words, Shem was Zoicha into the mitzvah of tzitzis for his children, but it became sort of localized to the one line of his descendants, Avraham Avinu, through what Avraham Avinu said to the Melech Tzadoim. That's one teretz. The Maral says a different teretz, which is that it was a shutfus. Because in Talis there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah that we were able to be makai the mitzvah through putting on a beged. And there is a mitzvah of tzitzis itself. Kodesh Baruch Hu could have made a mitzvah that you're makayim by putting on a beged without tzitzis. But Kodesh Baruch Hu made it that there's a mitzvah of putting on a beged that you can be a makayim a mitzvah with. And the mitzvah is with tzitzis. So he says over there, if I understood it correctly, that Shem was zeicher to the mitzvah of talis, and Avraham Avinu was zeicher to the mitzvah of tzitzis. And so together, for shutfus, we have this mitzvah. No. The mitzvah has to be together. But it was in stages, perhaps. That's what the Maral says on the surface. What it means deeper, I'm not sure. But, huh? It could be a third teretz. But, okay. So that's just a couple of remozim in the parsha to the mitzvah of Talis Godel. I want to deal with two particular shilas. One is the shaila that comes up quite often. Somebody who borrows a talis, do you make a brocha on such a talis? And the second, if we have time, it's Hashem, is a question of if someone takes off his talis, if he's wearing a talis, he's made a brocha in his talis, and he takes off his talis, and then at some point later on puts it back on. Does he make another brocha? That kind of thing, or could he have a break in between? When does a person make a brocha again? We'll see, we'll see, we'll see. That's what the show is about. Okay. Yeah. So, the... Yeah. So the Gemara in Chulin says, well-known Gemara, Chulin Daf Kuf Yud, and the Gemara in Menachos Daf Mem Dalet says, that a talis she'ula is patura mitzitzis. So borrow talis, you borrow talis from somebody, it's potter from tzitzis. With the Raisa, it's potter from tzitzis, and the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Vav, explains, because the Torah says, kususcho, your ksus, your beged, is what's chayiv in tzitzis. The Torah patra, the Torah exempted a borrowed beged from tzitzis. So therefore, if you borrow a beged without tzitzis on it from somebody, you're not mechuyev to put tzitzis on it. However, the chachomim were worried that the people would be walking around wearing a beged without tzitzis on, and they won't necessarily realize that it's borrowed. And therefore they said, after lamad yoyim, after 30 days, you have to put tzitzis on. For the first 30 days of having borrowed it, you don't have to put tzitzis on it. Because then people know that you borrow something for 30 days. But more than that, to walk around with a beged, which is borrowed for more than 30 days, people will think it's yours, and they'll think that you haven't got tzitzis on it. And therefore, you're mechuyev to put tzitzis on this midirabonim. Now the Rosh...
If you go to a gemach, it'll be 30 days...
The Rosh in Chulin, Perek Kol Abosel, Simen Chof Vov, says that this Gemara, these Gemaras which are talking about borrowing a talis, are talking about borrowing a talis which does not have tzitzis on it. So beged she'eino metzuyetzes, a beged that doesn't have tzitzis on it. And it's discussing whether or not you chayev to put tzitzis on that beged. Min haTorah you're not, min haRabbanan you are after 30 days. But, says the Rosh, if you borrow a beged which already has tzitzis on it, if you borrow a beged which already has tzitzis on it, in other words, like a regular talis like we have, then the halacha is, says the Rosh, that, I'll read you his words, Avo talis mitzuyetzes, adaita dohochi hushilo loy sheyivarech oleho. The person who lent it to you, adaita dohochi, with the intention that you should be able to make a brocha on it. In other words, even though min haTorah you shouldn't be able to make a brocha on it because it's not yours, but when the person lent it to you, he lent it to you in a way that would enable you to make a brocha. What does that mean? Says the Rosh. If it's going to be impossible for you to be able to make a brocha unless it becomes yours, because the halacha says that you don't make a brocha on something that's not yours. It must be this ki'ilu he gave it to him as a matona amnas lahachzin. In other words, when a person lends a talis to somebody else, he wants that person should be able to wear the talis and make a brocha, to wear it and be makayim the mitzvah in the normal way. Now the Torah says you can only do it if it becomes yours. So how can it become yours if the person gave it to you as a matona amnas lahachzin? So the Rosh says that min hastam we will assume, there's a very important point, that min hastam we are allowed to assume that the person who lent it to him, bedas, that it's a matona minas lahachzin. Because why would, if he wants it, when he wants to lend something to somebody, he wants to lend it to him in a way that he can be mekayim the mitzvah. So he gave it to him as a present with a condition that it should come back. When you give somebody a present, that's more than lending something. Yeah? It's more than lending permission. Something.
He took it without permission.
No, we're not, but we're talking about with permission.
I know.
Okay?
With permission.
With permission. So.
Is not allowed to make a proper, and then the system then actually.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Everything will become clear. So again, so the Rosh says that there is an assumption that when you lend something to a talis to another person, you want to lend it to him in a way that he can make a brocha. How can it be that he can make a brocha if it becomes his? So there's an assumption over here that it becomes his through matona amanos lahachzir, which means you give it to him with the condition that it comes back. That's what the Rosh paskens, and that is what the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Siman Yud Dalad Sif Gimel. If you borrow a talis mutuyetzes from somebody, you are allowed to make a brocha, and you should make a brocha on it, because there's an automatic assumption that's been given to you as a matona amanos lahachzir. Now, there are poskim who argue on the Rosh. The Marshal argues on the Rosh, and the Taz also seems to argue, quotes the Marshal, argues on the Rosh. And they seem to say that it has to be that he gave it to him beferush as a matana minas lahachse. It cannot be just assumed that you gave it as a matana minas lahachse. It has to be done beferush. And the Mishnah Berurah says that roiv achroinim paskin like the Rosh, like the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, the halacha is that you can assume that it was given as a matana aminos lahachse, and therefore if you borrow a talis from your friend, you are allowed to make a brocha on it, according to the psak of roiv achroinim. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, lechatchila, because there is this other opinion that says that it should be given as a matana aminos lahachse beferush, it's good to ask the person who's lending it to you that he should give it to you as a matana aminos lahachse, in order to be choishesh for those minority opinions. You don't have to, says the Mishnah Berurah, but lechatchila is a good thing to do in order to be yotzer that opinion. But miyikah hadin, there's an automatic assumption that it's given to you as a matana aminos lahachse. Now, this is discussing situations. What we've discussed until now is when you want to borrow a talis in order to wear the talis to be mekayim the mitzvah. You want to wear a talis during shacharis. That's what we've been discussing so far. What about a situation where you want to borrow a talis not to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, or to wear a talis, but because you're having an aliyah, let's say Shabbos by mincha, you're a kohen, and you're somebody who doesn't normally wear a talis, and you want to duchen, a sandik, a moyel, whatever the minig is, somebody who's wearing a talis for not the reason to be mekayim the mitzvah, but
for the occasion, for kvod hatzibur.
What is the halacha there? So, there the halacha is, seemingly, that you do not make a brocha on it. You don't make a brocha on it. And the reason is because there we can say that maybe the person who lent it to you just as a malbush, not to be mekayim the mitzvah, because he knows that you're not taking it in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. You're just putting it on because it's kvod hatzibur, the minhag is to put on a talis on these occasions. Yeah? But therefore, in that case over there, according to the din, you don't make a bracha on it, because it was never, there isn't that assumption that we were talking about before, that it was given to you as a matana manas lahachse.
Would it make any difference if it was a talis which is owned by a shul?
We'll see. That is the purpose of the shul.
Why would you make a bracha if it was your own talis and you're putting it on only in the kvod hatzibur?
Yeah. Because that's yours, and you can be mekayim mitzvah at the time. You can be mekayim mitzvah at the time. The question is, where something that it isn't yours, it's not yours, and therefore you can't really be mekayim the mitzvah. There's no chiyuv of wearing tzitzis on something that isn't yours. In order that there should be a chiyuv, it has to become yours. So the only way it can become yours is through a matan aminas lahachse. And the question is that an automatic assumption of matan aminas lahachse? And therefore, one second, in a case where you want to wear the talis, l'shem the mitzvah, it's clear you're borrowing l'shem the mitzvah, the Rosh is saying there's an automatic assumption of matan aminas lahachse. And in a situation where you're borrowing l'shem kvod hatzibur, there isn't that automatic assumption, according to many poskim. So now, That's what the halacha is. There are, again, Yesh Chalkim on that. The Magen Avraham argues on that. And he says that it's mashma, that there's no chiluk at all between whether you're borrowing it to be mekayim the mitzvah or whether you're borrowing it for the purpose of kvod hatzibur. So the hachra of the Mishnah Berurah paskins that when a person does take a talis in order for kvod hatzibur, one should ideally have in mind that you're not being koinerit at all. You're not being koinerit. Even if there is some kind of assumption that the lender wants to be makner to it, you should have in das over here that you're not being koinerit at all, and then you don't make a brocha. If you're not being koinerit, then you're not making a brocha. So the kitzur so far, what we said is, if you're borrowing a talis, l'shem kiyum ha-mitzvah, you do make a brocha, according to most poskim. Ideally, you should ask that it should be given to you as a matonim amunas lahachzit. If you're borrowing a kvod hatzibur, then you don't make a brocha, and ideally have in mind that you're not being koinerit at all.
If you use your own talis, you make a brocha.
Okay. Now, all of this is discussing a situation of a private talis. Yeah, when you're trying to borrow a talis, when you're borrowing a talis from somebody, from a private person. What is the halacha when you're borrowing it from a kehillah, from the shul? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Achreinim, the Taz brings this, that if it's a talis shalkol, then you do have to make a bracha on it, l'kula alma. right? And everyone's going to have some interesting expressions on everyone's face over here. But the halacha is, a halacha, you borrow a talis shalkol, you're meant to make a bracha on it, even if you're wearing it simply because you're going to daven, daven from the omud or for from other quite had simple reason. The halacha seems to be, according to Roy Vachroinim, that one should actually make a bracha on it. And the reason that's brought in the poskim is, one of the reasons is that when the shul bought it, their das was that everybody should have a chelek in it. That everybody, more than have a chelek in it, everybody, that whenever whoever wears it, it should be his. It was bought with that intention in mind, that whoever wears it, it should be theirs. And therefore, if it's yours, then you would make a brocha on it. That is what the halacha is, according to the Derech HaChaim. That's one reason. Because the shul bought it, it's they had in mind it should be yours. And
because
if it's yours,
given to the shul, you should... Take him.
Okay. Now, the second time which is brought to Mishabura brings in the Be'er Halacha from the Eliyahu Rabba is it's like a talis shel shutfin. It's like a talis shel shutfin. And the question is, what's the difference between those two different reasons? The first reason that was given is because when the shul bought it, they bought it al das, anybody who wears it, it should be his. And the second reason that's brought is that it's like a talis shel shutfin. And the Mishabura asks this question, and he says that, what do you have to have the second reason for? Why do you have to say it's like a talis shel shutfin? So the answer is, is that in order for something to be a talis shel shutfin, there's got to be a minimal ownership, minimal financial ownership of each person in the thing. Which means there's got to be a shove pruta for each person. Each person's got to have a shove pruta chelik in the thing. Now when the shul bought something, and there might be many members in the shul, or maybe many members in the kehillah, if you're going to try and say it's a talis shel shutfin, then there might end up that each person's chelek in the talis is much less than one pruta. Okay? Maybe not nowadays because the talisim are more expensive. But at one time, when a talis was much cheaper, then if you divide the value of that talis amongst all the people in the kehillah, it would end up that each person would get less than a pruta worth in it. Which would mean that it's not considered to be yours at all. And right, it would depend on that. And therefore, since it's likely that each person doesn't have a chelik in the talis, we have to come on to a different reason, which is the other reason, that when the shul bought it, they had das to anybody who will put it on, it will be considered as though it's his. And therefore, you'd be able to make a bracha.
How much is shul bought worth?
I don't know. Now, the halacha would seem to be, and most achronim do paskin like this, that when you borrow a talis shalkol, even lichvoit hatzibur, one should make a brocha. However, the minik is not like that. Although the halacha seems to be like that, the minik is not like that. Shlomo Zalman writes, Beferish, just brought in quoted in Sefer Halichas Shlomo Perek Gimel, that the minik is that one borrows a talis from the tzibur, from the shul, one does not make a brocha on it, when you are wearing it, lichvoit hatzibur. So if you're putting it on for an aliyah, or to duchen, or to daven in front of the omud by mincha, or something like that, then the minik is not to make a brocha on it, but if you are wearing it to be mekai in the mitzvah, you come to shul one day for shachris, and you realize you didn't bring your talis with, and you borrow a shul talis, then you do make a brocha on it. Because there, you're wearing it l'shem the mitzvah, and then we rely on this reason that says the shul bought it, that it should become yours. This is the halacha regarding a talis shu'ula. Moving on to another question, which is, a person who is wearing a talis, he puts on a talis like normal, makes a brocha, and then he at some point takes it off, and then he wants to put his talis back on later on. Does he have to make another brocha? Which situations does he have to make another brocha? So the Tur in Simon Ches in Aruch Chaim, Sif Yud Daled, says that if a person took off his talis and he didn't have das to put it on, again, miyad, then the halacha is he has to make a brocha if he didn't have das. But what about if he did have das? The das was to take it off for a little bit, he's going to the Beis HaKisei, and then afterwards he wants to come back and put it on again. So the Rosh, the Torah says there, he has a sofik. He's not sure. Bezeh ani mistapik im sorich levorich. He has a sofik whether the person needs to make a brocha or not. Sheyesh ponim lekan ulekan. There's an argument here and there. You can look at it two different ways. Since we learn all the dinim in the Torah from tefillin. The Gemara Kedushin says that many halachas are compared to tefillin. With tefillin, kol emas de mamashmish behu mevareich. The halacha is that if a person has tefillin on and the tefillin move out of their place, then if they move back into the place, you should make a bracha. That's the basic halacha. Whether we pass it like that is a different question. But the basic halacha is, if you're wearing tefillin and the tefillin got moved and you put them back, you do make a bracha. Im kain, says the Torah, kol shekain hocha sheyesh lo levarech. The person, kol shekain here, when you actually took the talus off, if already the tefillin which got moved out of their place, then, and you put them back, you make a bracha. So avada talus that you deliberately took off, even though your intention was to put it back afterwards, it's been a hefsek. It's been a hefsek of the original mitzvah, and it'd be mechayiv to make a new bracha. That's one sad, says the Torah. The second sad is that no, that could just be that in the case, where do we say that with tefillin? With tefillin, when a person was wearing tefillin, that got moved without your knowledge. Without your knowledge, they got moved. And then, so they, in other words, the mitzvah has been terminated. And now you want to come along and put them back, so you're starting a new mitzvah again. So therefore, you have to make a new bracha. But perhaps with tefillin, if you deliberately move tefillin, in other words, the das was to remove them from their right position and then to put them back again. It could be with tefillin as well. You'd also have to make a bracha as well. You would not need to make a bracha. And therefore, the Rosh says similarly with talus as well. If your das is to take it off, when you're taking it off, you're going to put it on again afterwards, there has not been a hefsek, and therefore you would not have to make a bracha. So the Rosh has, the Torah has two tzadim, whether you do have to make a bracha, or whether you don't have to make a bracha at all. Now, the Beis Yosef asks a kasha on this, and he brings that there's a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Vov. The Gemara in Sukkah, Mem Vov, says the following thing. It says that Rava, in the morning, he got up early, and he went to the Beis HaKissi, and after he'd finished, he washed his hands, and he put on tefillin, and he made a bracha. Then it says, when he needed to go to the Beis HaKissi at some other point during the day, because he used to wear tefillin all day long, so he went to the Beis HaKissi, and he came out, and he washed his hands, so the Gemara says, seemingly, Mufurash Gemara, that after he went to the Beis HaKissi, and came back and put his tefillin on again, he made a bracha. So you see clearly, says the Beis Yosef, that you seem to have to make a bracha again. When you've taken the tefillin off, and you put them on again, you have to make a bracha. So it seems to be a clear raya that you have to make a bracha when you take off the tefillin and huadim, talus as well, you put the talus back on, you have to make a bracha again. That's how the Shulchan Aruch actually paskens. The Shulchan Aruch seems to pasken like that. The Darkei Moshe, the Ramah in Darkei Moshe, argues, and he says that you can't bring a raya from that Gemara at all, because it's different. What's the chiddush between the situations? Tefillin, you go to the Beis HaKissi, you're not allowed to wear the tefillin in the Beis HaKissi. So of course, when a person takes off the tefillin in order to go to the Beis HaKissi, of course that's a hefsek, because you're not allowed to wear them there. So that terminates it. When the person goes to the Beis HaKissi, taking off the tefillin, he's terminated that mitzvah of tefillin that he's been mekayim. And when he comes out and he puts on the tefillin again, he's starting a new mitzvah. And therefore, he has to make a new bracha. Masha ein kein talus. A person is allowed to wear the talus in the Beis HaKissi. The meaning is that we don't. But it's not also to wear talus in the Beis HaKissi. So therefore, just because you took off the talus, it doesn't mean that you have actually terminated the mitzvah. Maybe the mitzvah continues, and therefore you do not need to make a bracha when you put it on again. That's how the Darkei Moshe refutes what the Beis Yosef's taina was. What is halacha lemaisa when it comes to? So again, as we said before, the Shulchan Aruch is very machmir about this, that even if when you take off a talis and you had das to put it on again, even miyad, you have to make a new bracha. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. The Ramah brings two opinions. The Ramah says that Yeshayimim de'ein mevarchim im daitoi lachzor ulehisatev boy. The Ramah says that Yeshayimim, you do not make a bracha again if when you took it off your das was to put it on again. And then the Ramah says another Yeshayimim. Yeshayimim dafka kashenisha lav talis koton. Another Yeshayimim says, when do you not have to make a bracha? If you're still wearing your talis cotton underneath, when you took off your talis girdle, and you're still wearing your talis cotton, so when you put your talis girdle on afterwards, you don't have to make a bracha. Why? What's the reason for that? Because since you're wearing the talis cotton underneath, it continues the mitzvah. You haven't taken your mind off the mitzvah, and since you haven't taken your mind off the mitzvah, you do not need to make a new bracha. But we'll clarify this opinion.
I mean,
What do you mean?
If
what? Either you made a broch on the talis cotton, or the minig is we don't make a broch on talis cotton if you wear talis gadol, right? So because the broch on the talis gadol patters the talis cotton. But so it's about a situation where you had a talis gadol on and a talis cotton, you made your original broch on that. And now you're deciding to take off your talis gadol. So Mo brings an opinion that says that if you're going to put your talis gadol on again, you don't make a broch on the talis gadol if you're wearing the talis cotton still underneath. But we'll clarify that in a second.
If you wear the talis cotton late on the talis gadol, is your gone?
Okay, that's a separate shayla. A separate discussion. Now, what is the psak halacha according to the Mishnah Berurah? The Mishnah Berurah says that this halacha over here that says, the Ramah says, if your das is to put, when you're taking off your talis, is to put it on again very soon, the Mishavura says there's two conditions. It's got to be that your das was to put it on miyad, and lemaisa, you put it on again miyad. Now, the question is, what is miyad? But we'll get there in a second. So Mishavura says, again, if you take off your talis gadol, when you put it on again, you only have to, will only not make a new bracha if your das was to put it on miyad, and the maisa, you actually put it on miyad. But otherwise, if you're lacking one of those conditions, then you will have to make a new bracha. In other words, if your das was to put it on sometime later, you have to make a new bracha. If your das was to put it on even immediately, but the maisa, you only put it on sometime later, then you would have to make a new bracha. So, for example, very often many shuls have a break on Yom Kippur between Musaf and Mincha. People take off their talis and they come back half an hour later, and they put on their talis again. What is the halacha? Now this is a bit of a question. There's a bit of a question over here. Because Mishnah Berurah here says, and he's quoting other poskim, that it's got to be that your das is to put it on miyad. What is miyad? Now there's conflicting opinions in the poskim, what miyad is. Some say it's an hour, some say it's 2 hours, and some say it's up to 3 hours. That's what miyad actually means. And each one has got different riots. Shlomo Zalman Neubach says 3 hours and possibly even a bit more. Right? So therefore, most people don't have a 3 hour break on Yom Kippur. So according to that, that since your das is that when you're going to come back to Davar Mincha, you're going to put your talis on again, and you did that, and it's within 3 hours. According to this, you would not make a brocha.
Would you make any difference if you left the shul?
Oh, so that's a question I tried to look into, and it's not clear. It's not clear whether that makes a difference. And let's say somebody had a rest in between, if they had a sleep for 15, 20 minutes or something like that. I didn't find clarity on whether that's called a hesach hadas, in other words, that terminates the mitzvah in the middle, or whether it doesn't. Now, so that is the halacha according to the way the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Now, what about the second Yesh Omrim that the Ramah brought out? The second Yesh Omrim, the Ramah said that this is all talking about when you've got a talis cotton underneath. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, he's talking about a very specific situation. He's talking about when a person took off his talis stam. In other words, he didn't have das at the time, but he's going to put it on later, miyad, whatever. He just took it off stam. There, what the Ramah is saying is that if you are still wearing a talis cotton, so he's saying min hastam, since you are wearing a talis cotton still and you're still continuing doing the mitzvah of tzitzis, then when you put on the talis cotton again later, then you don't need to make a new bracha. That's so it's a case of stam. It's only referring to a case of stam. So therefore, this whole thing of wearing the talis cotton underneath is only relevant in the case where a person took off the talis with a stam das. In other words, he didn't have any specific thing in mind. Then we will say that if he's got the talis cotton underneath, he doesn't need to make a new brocha when he puts the talis godel on later on. If a person takes off a talis, two more points. If a person takes off a talis during davening, in other words, in the middle of shacharis, he takes off his talis for some reason. He's got to go outside, the hatzolah member, right? He's got to go outside, and then he comes back and puts his talis back on. So that, if it's beis hatzfilah, and he's going to comes back to shacharis 10 minutes later, then halacha is he doesn't make another brocha. Doesn't make another brocha, why? Because since it's beis hatzfilah, we say min hastam, his das is, that he was not being mafsik at all. And therefore, he doesn't make a new brocha. If a person, for some reason, took off his talus, and he put it into the talus bag, and folded it all up, and put it in the talus bag, then we say, min hastam, he's put it away, he's terminated the mitzvah, and when he puts it on again, for whatever reason, he has to make a new brocha. So this is some of the basic halachas of talus. just to summarize, in half a minute, to summarize, to make sure we come away with clarity. Going back to a borrowed talus. If you borrow a private talus in order to be yotz for the mitzvah, you make a bracha. Ideally, you should ask for it to be as a matanah minas lahachzir. If you borrow a private talus for kvod hatzibur, then you don't make a bracha, and you should ideally have in mind that you're not being kind of it. If you're borrowing a communal talus from the kehila, then the minik is one does not make a bracha if you're borrowing it for kvod hatzibur, but if you are borrowing it to be yotz of the mitzvah, then you do make a bracha. That's point number one. Point number two, taking off the talus and putting it on again, the way that we paskin that you have to have das to put it on miyad, which means within about 3 hours, and the maaser you put it on again within the 3 hours, then you don't make a bracha. Otherwise, one would actually make a bracha. And although we mentioned that the Shulchan Aruch argues and seems to say that you always have to make a bracha, even if you had das, and therefore one would thought that Sfadim would follow that psak, the Kafachayim and the Ben Ishchai both write that the Sfadim don't follow the psak of the Shulchan Aruch over here, and they follow the same psak as the Ramah, because Sofik brachas lekula, and therefore they would not make a bracha in a case where they took the talis off and put it on right away again.